It's time for the KBOI Medical Moment, brought to you by Regents Blue Shield of Idaho, featuring Dr. Mark Hyatt. Whom we're going to get back on the phone here any second now.
All right. What they told me would work does not. Nope, doesn't work.
Have we got Dr. Hyatt?
Yes, I'm here. Good morning.
Okay. Well, good morning, right. Dr. Hyatt. Okay. We all have seen and maybe eaten what seem to be healthy vegetarian alternatives at fast food restaurants, Doctor. Is the baked potato, for instance, better for you than a cheeseburger?
Chris, that baked potato isn't necessarily better than a cheeseburger if that potato also has cheese on it and butter and sour cream and salt. You know, a lot of people think that just because something's vegetarian like that baked potato, that it's automatically healthful. But that's not really the case. In some cases, these vegetarian fast food alternatives actually have many, if not more, calories and just as much, if not more, saturated fat and sodium as non-vegetarian options.
McDonald's Big Mac has fewer calories and less sodium than some veggie burgers. So what should we look for in a healthful vegetarian meal?
Well, Paul J., it's really what you put on top of that, of those alternatives, what you put on top of that baked potato. Ideally, you should put broccoli on top of it and avoid or cut down on the cheddar cheese, the butter, sour cream, and salt. And when you take when you have salad, you skip the croutons and put on less salad dressing, which can be very dense in fat and calories. And I'd say, yeah, try a veggie burger instead of a cheeseburger. But when you do so, skip the sauces and condiments like ketchup because they can be high in sodium. And then also when you couple your veggie burger with French fries, try to take a few of them. Because remember, even though French fries are vegetarian, they're not necessarily that good for you.
There's been a lot of talk about opioids for pain relief. Are they really better than most over-the-counter medications?
Well, a lot of people think so, but there was a recent study that actually suggested that these opioids, like oxycodone and hydrocodone, were actually not any better in treating chronic pain than some of those medicines that you can get over-the-counter, such as non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen.
The opioids, if they're not better, why do we use them?
You know, you bring up a good point, Paul Jay. You know, they carry that risk. And we're all familiar with those dangers of opioids, like addiction, the risk of addiction, and the very real and unfortunate risk of accidental death. And so the authors of the study conclude that, you know, it's just not worth that risk because it doesn't really come with any extra benefit in terms of treating pain and using these opioid medications.
Over-the-counter non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, are there risks to taking those?
There, you know, it seems like, unfortunately, in life, there's a risk to everything. So although these non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like ibuprofen are not addictive like the opioids, they do carry their own risks, especially at high doses. And those risks include the potential for internal bleeding and the risk of kidney damage.
What other kind of risks are there to these NSAIDs?
Yeah, it's mainly those two, bleeding and kidney damage. In some studies, there's been an elevated risk of heart attack. But really, I need to emphasize that the risk of those things is low, particularly at lower doses of these over-the-counter medications.
So opioids, not worth the risk because of the addictive process, right?
Yeah, really the message here, Paul J. and Chris, is really the takeaway from the study is that if you're seeking to relieve your pain, it's a good idea to try alternatives such as exercise and physical therapy first and other medications. And only if those other medications don't help, then in consultation with your doctor, you know, seek the opioid route if indicated. But try to steer clear of those just because of that addiction risk.
Well, Dr. Hyatt, after a few years of being the voice of Regents Blue Shield's Medical Moment on KBOI, you are going to be turning over that task to Dr. Kenny Bramwell, who is the Executive Medical Director of Regents Blue Shield of Idaho.
That's right, Chris and Paul J. I've really enjoyed working with you. I've enjoyed our weekly chats. But I know that you'll be in good hands with Dr. Bramwell.
All right, thanks, Doc.
Let's go to Dr. Bramwell now. Dr. Bramwell. Okay, well, we'll go to Dr. Bramwell just as soon as we can. This has been the Medical Moment, sponsored by Regents Blue Shield with Dr. Mark Hyatt this week. And, of course, tune in next week for the Regents Medical Moment with Dr. Bramwell.